This is the last perek, says, I'm just reading Revolvi. Perek acharon v'chaviv and dear to him. Simcha is the end. Simcha is really the end of the midah. The highest midah that a person can reach is simcha. The Arizal said they reached all his levels of... it was close to prophecy, right? It's a Gili Eliyahu. It's close to prophecy through simcha. And we see from David and Melech, we see from the Rambam, the prophets, the midah they used to work on to get to the level of prophecy was simcha. That's why David and Melech used to play, they used to play the kino, right? In front of him. Through music, to get to the level of simcha. Right? Now, we're not talking about, you know, like, external simcha, like, you know, the, but people that, you know, like, freak out, and like these discos, and that. That's not, that's, or these people who jump around, I'm not talking about that. That's not simcha. Usually, people who do those sort of things is because they're so, feel restricted inside, and they feel so bound inside, and so hurt inside, that when they express themselves in such a way, they release tension, they release energy, they release thing, and they feel more at ease. But that's not real simcha. Simcha is something very pnimi, it's something very internal. It's internal in the sense of how a person looks at himself, how a person holds himself, right? You know, I'll just tell you a story. When I was a young... Yeah, your age, when I first came, I was young, and I think I was... It was before yeshiva or after yeshiva, I've forgotten that, but around, you know, around being here, around the time being here or after here. So there's a family I used to go to, like you guys have families. There's a family in Beit Pagan I used to go to, and I was very close to them. Very nice family. And I went, used to go to the father-in-law. They used to go to the father-in-law for Shabbos, for the meal. So I was with the family, so I went with them. This person, he wrote a perush on Safra the Tznusa. It's a parish of on the Gro, the Gro, Kabbalah the Gro. He was a known Kabbalist. He was a known figure. So I walked in. He never met me before in his life. I walked in. Says, "Oh, hi." So he told me, "You know what's it called? It costs money to eat by me." I said, "No, I didn't know." So he said, "Yeah, so it's okay, you pay Motzei Shabbos." So like, joking, the first thing, like joking around, right? This like, you know, this Kabbalist, right, was joking around with me, was not at all serious. And the whole time he was laughing and like, it was... And then I heard a story, right? Sometimes, you know, Motzei Shabbos, I listen to tapes while I'm doing my dishes, you know, in the house. So I listen to tapes. So I listen to Rav Israel Talva. So he's speaking there, and one of the stories he said was about the Baba Sali. Have you guys heard of the Baba Sali? He was like this very big Kabbalist, very extremely pnimi person, extremely, you know, the stories about him, the Nisim that happened. You never heard these stories. Once there's a story that... there was someone kidnapped. Some child was kidnapped, and they came to the Baba Sali. They didn't know where the child was. So it was a rich person. They kidnapped him, and it was in England somewhere. So the Baba Sali told the person not to tell anyone what he's doing. They have to be quiet. The story is only revealed after the Baba Sali was nifta, and he closed his eyes and he drew a map of Oxford Street. Told him where the child was in Oxford Street, the room, everything. And then the police went and they rescued the child, exactly that place. So he asked the Baba Sali, how comes you know where the child is? Like, you know, tell me how you know that. So he said, Chumash Rashi. What do you mean Chumash Rashi? It says, Vayi O. It says, the O, light, you see with light. If there's darkness, you can't see. If there's light, you can see. So it says, the O HaGanuz, the light, the hidden light, was separated, was for the tzaddikim. If a person says, I was shomer ma'inayim, I shomer my eyes from seeing bad things. You know, he was special about that. He was special about other things. He was a big tzaddik, chassid, right? We don't know. And I was zocher to the O HaGanuz. So he could see things. And so he told him. But he didn't take any, like, he never was mefarsim himself. People knew about him, right? Apparently, there was a big Rav, Ashkenazi Rav, the Stipler, So, like, they met in Shamayim. Who's that person? Like, Rabbi said, who's that person in Bnei Brak who's doing things in Shamayim? You know, like, they saw what each other was doing in Shamayim, what they're doing, right? Like, you know, yeah. Okay, these are people. So, this is real. Talbot says that Baba Sali invited him over for a meal. He didn't understand why he's inviting over for a meal. Well, this big tzaddik is inviting him over for a meal. So he came for the meal. And he gave him his food, and he gave him wine to drink. Not wine, arak. The Baba Sali gave arak. Where is it? Morocco is arak. Another glass of arak. Right? That's how he says the story. He says, and this whole time he was talking to his wife. Every dish his wife brought, the Baba Sali was joking around with his wife about the dish, thanking her and joking around with her. And she was giggling, and he was giggling. And this is real. Tao was watching, sitting there, watching them two giggling. This old man and this woman giggling with each other about like what she was bringing to them. Like, he didn't sense why he brought him there. You know, he must have. And he was just sitting there. He hardly talked to him. And every meal, every like thing, he was chuckling and giggling with his wife and thanking her. Now we're talking about an ish kodesh. It says ata besichenish. You shouldn't spend a lot of time talking to your wife. People misunderstand, obviously. You shouldn't spend a lot of time talking to your wife if it's for you. If it's for her, you spend a lot of time talking to her. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And here he's giggling with his wife. I'm not like, you know, not in a bad way. Like, thanking her. She's smiling. What is this? We don't understand what Kedusha is. We think Kedusha is a seriousness. You have to be like this. No. You should know. Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'll tell you a story of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman, when he was Nifta. His wife was Nifta, sorry. When his wife is Nifta. And you know, when your wife's died, when your wife's passed away, you ask her for Mechila. That's a normal thing. You ask her for forgiveness and she should forgive you. So someone said, I don't have to ask her for Mechila. Why? She never hurt me in her life and I never hurt her. We lived a life completely al pi shulchan aruch. Now, anyone who's married, you guys don't know what that means, but anyone who's married knows that that's like, you know, that's a malach. That's an angel. Like, who doesn't argue with their wives, right? You know? Who doesn't have a difference of opinions? Well, they didn't have a different opinion, but it was al pi shulchan aruch. Right? When he was going home, Shlomo Zalman, right? So once Bacha was walking home with him, he was going home. So he's going home, and Shlomo Zalman, like, he's an old man, like, you know, like, old man. So there he was, like, fixing his pears, doing up his hat, you know, brushing himself down, like preparing himself for walking home. So the Bacha, who was following Shlomo Zalman, said, obviously the Rav has guests at home, so like, you know, I don't want to disturb the Rav. So he said, no. Like, he looked at him and said, like, didn't understand what he was looking at. I'm like, no. I'm going home to my wife. She's the Shechina. That's what the Zohar says. She's the Shechina. If you're going in front of the Shechina, you're down in Shemana Esrei, you're going in front of the Shechina, you're going to prepare yourself. There's halachas in Shulchan Aruch. You prepare yourself in front of the Shechina. We don't understand what it is to be a Yid. That's the problem. The simple things we don't understand. Simcha is a simple thing. It's a simple thing to be Sameach. If you're Sameach, people around you are Sameach. You know what you do to a person when you smile at them? The Gemara says, you smile at someone, it's better than giving him sustenance. People go around, you know, with like, you see, it's a complete mistake. They go around with a serious face, with an angry look, with a, you know, like, they're doing something important, they're doing something serious. Completely wrong attitude. That's not, Gdolim would not like that. Gdol Yisroel at Rosh Hashiva. I saw him. He, when I was a young Bach, I was like a serious guy. I'm still serious, I'm a very serious guy. Deep down, I'm very serious. No, I am. Like, he used to always tell me, Simcha, you have to learn about Simcha. right? All the time he used to tell me that. I used to see him, how he used to rebuke people. Like, guys don't come to Shacharis, or guys don't come to Shir on time, right? Now, I'm very bad like that. I'll tell a guy off. But you know how he used to do it? He used to go up to a guy. Like, in Shacharis, he used to finish davening. The guys are davening on the shtiebel, like, late. He used to go up to the guys. The guys to see the Rosh Hashivah standing outside. They didn't have another way to get out. There's only one door. He used to stand next to the door. The boy used to walk out, you know, like, frightened the Rosh Hashivah was going to tell him something. And he used to look at them and start smirking. And like with a big grin. But they used to have a big grin as well. And then he'd start chuckling. And then he'd start laughing as well, right? Right? Now they know what they're doing. And he knows what he's doing, right? We caught you red-handed, right? Like, tomorrow you're going to come to Davin with us, right? That's how he used to rebuke. That's a tremendous meter. I'm not saying I can do that. I can't do that. I'm not on that level. We have to know what that level is. Simcha is associated with Ayin Tova. You see good in people. You don't focus on yourself. You're looking always towards other people. There's a rabbi who lives next to me, and I'm telling you, he's a malach. He's one of the few people, you know, I'm telling you, that I have such respect for. Such respect for, deep respect for. He was a gone in learning. He got a certain illness, I think multiple sclerosis or something. That's something that would do with this. And he was ill, been ill now for maybe 20, 30 years. And he came to Yeshiva where he taught, and he said, the doctors told me that I have this, and I decided that I'm going to live my life sameach, with my chelko, with my portion, because this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he's so besimcha. He now has other diseases, right? People, there's like a 2-week waiting list to come to see him. Everyone knows him in Yerushalayim. There's a 2-week waiting list at his door. I see the person, he can hardly walk, he goes in a wheelchair. He can hardly walk, he goes to shul. How are you feeling? Mashal Marav. And I know from his son that he just had chemotherapy, like chemical therapy for, you know, and I know that he's not feeling good. So like he said, couldn't be better. I feel best. And when, like, I can say such a thing, right? And I just, after, well, chas v'shalom, a person's after an illness, right? I've got a common cold, as they say, right? Could be better. And I'm saying it like, you know, 'cause I want to be work on myself, right? But deep down, you hear it from me, and I hear it from me, that I'm not so happy about my situation. When you hear it from him, it's MS. You feel the MS in his voice. And the ava he has for the people around, he goes to daven in different shuls. And when I see him, Thompson daven in the yeshivas, all the bochurim flock after him. And he kisses them, and he cares for them, and they're like his sons. And it's emes, it's true, it's not like a fake. Do you understand what I'm saying? The person malei simcha, it's an avoda. It's a big, big avoda. So when we're learning Simcha, when Revolvi puts this at the end of the Perek, it's really after all the Midas. So we're really skipping, in a certain sense. Simcha is also associated with Anava, with humility. It's really a very, very high Darga. But there's a minimum. The minimum of Simcha is, and this is my grandma. Let's finish off with my grandma. My grandmother told me, and this is something that I try to keep. It's very hard. Okay. It says, your problems are for you. You don't have to share your problems with everyone else. Put a nice face on. You don't have to, that's not for other people. Your problems are for you. Could have all gave them you problems. You don't have to share your problems with everyone else so they see them on your face. It's an avoda. And we're going to see what this avoda is a little bit. I'm going to learn. But it's an avoda. Simcha is an avoda. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Sukkah, right? The Gros says that all our simcha for the whole year, you don't understand what this means, this Gros, right? Comes from Sukkos, right? And there was a special thing of Nisuch HaMayim. Simchas Beit HaShoeva, right? You go do Simchas Beit HaShoeva. Once upon a time, they were real things. Maybe they're somewhat real today, I don't know. Depends who does it, right? But there the Rambam says that Chassidim, Chachamim v'Chassidim, they were the ones who were mesamech, and the Am and the people would see them and associate them with Simcha. And the Rambam says, Simcha avodah gedolah, it's a big work. The Rambam doesn't say this by many things. Simcha, he says, an avodah gedolah. This is not such an easy midah to acquire. Like we think sablanut is hard, right? Kas is hard. And they're opposites in a sense. If you're sameach, you're not going to get angry. You're going to flow with everything. It's such an important midah that if we get even a little bit, we got a lot. So Rav Volbi says, Shemayim va'aretz, heavens and earth, ish v'isha, man and woman, neshama v'guf, soul and body, nigudim hem, the opposites. Don't know if that's a real translation. We're going to see soon what that translation is, really. Lo tamid hem nisharim nigudim. Not always they remain opposites. Yesh mashpim ze al ze letova. They're those which influence this one to the other letova. Heaven and earth. Rain, ish v'isha. They get married. Neshama v'guf becomes one with your neshama. And the neshama gets expressed in your guf. And it expresses its goodness. Yesh me'tachdim legamre. They become one completely. Right? All these things can be mashpia. They can also become one. B'chol hitkashrut nigudim. Whenever you have the opposites, the connections of opposites, yes, simcha. That's simcha. Now, remember we said that beauty is the synthesis of opposites? Whenever you have beauty, you have simcha as well. Zeh mekoma, this is its place, umatu shel simcha, and the understanding of what simcha is. B'chol makom shi nimtzet, every place we find it, right? It means yet hitkashrut or itachdut. There's connection of opposites or unification of opposites. So whenever we're going to see this, you're going to see simcha is going to be associated with beauty. Simcha is going to associate with peace. Because opposites, when they're fragmented, right, there's disconnect. When there's shleimus in opposites, it's going to be peace. So all these things you're going to see. You're going to see the tranquility of a person. You're going to see the joy of a person. You're going to see his oneness within himself. When you have that, you have simcha. And when you have that, I'm telling you, when you have that, a person who has that, he beams. He beams. Gdolei Yisrael were known for their heart responding from the, when you saw them, you just wanted to be close to them. These people beam. You don't see an anger on them. Don't see a, you know, they don't see like a, there's such a niceness about them. Just their whole being is so nice. Anytime you see them, you just want to see them more. You want to look at them. You want to just connect with them. There's people you just want to be next to the whole time, right? That's how Gedolei Yisrael, because when a person's in such unity with himself, he's beaming simcha. He's joking. He's having fun with the boys. He's not so serious. Seriousness is more din. There's more kas. There's more anchor. That's the middle of din. That's not the middle of synthesis of upper worlds and lower worlds. That's the beauty of Yaakov. And Yaakov, you should see, he had a lot of tsar in his life. His avoda was an avoda of simcha. We'll see. We'll learn Bezrat Hashem next week.